Welcome to Horny Music. We're taking a brief break from our European tour because my parents are joining me in the studio. This is Mum and Dad, Annie and Paul. Say hi.
Hi.
Hello.
And they've come to visit me in Vancouver. So we've been in Bella Coola and on the island and somewhere crazy random called Nook Tesley in the middle of nowhere. And so I thought we should do an episode that they can hop on in because they're my biggest fans and talk about, I think, the most appropriate thing when you have parents on an episode, which is kind of how songs are linked to memories and like certain moments. And just like, I think music is so powerful. I hear songs sometimes I haven't heard for such a long time, and it just brings back something that I didn't even know I remembered. And I've mentioned them before on quite a few episodes when I play a song that I used to listen to as a kid. So I've made them each pick three songs to talk about that loosely fit that theme, that they that are linked to something for them. And we're going to start with a track by Billy Joel. This is Zanzibar.
Me.
And we're back. Right. It's your turn to talk. Why that song?
Okay. First of all, I'm just going to say, this is really weird because we've been, like you said, we're your biggest fans. We've been listening to you from 5,000 miles away every week. And now we're here in the same studio, which is bonkers. And I promised I'd say hi to my mum, your nanny, who's your second biggest fan,
yes.
who'll be listening live right now as
hi,
well.
Chris.
Hello. That song. Okay, so we had a family friend when I was in my early teens who was a big Billy Joel fan. Used to go around there for drinks and stuff and meals. And so I think he introduced me to, well, he said, oh, Billy Joel's amazing. At the time, I was like, what? Because all I'd heard in the late 80s was like his poppy stuff, the sort of Uptown Girl and things, which I didn't think much of. And so from his sort of introduction, I started listening to the early stuff, the 70s stuff, which was a much more interesting, more sophisticated, musically interesting tracks. And that one stuck out for me. That's off an album called 52nd Street, which I think is sort of his homage to jazz stuff that he was interested in at the time. Mm-hmm. And that one stuck out. I don't know, it just felt really sophisticated to me. I was like, oh yeah, cool, really good jazz bar, and this amazing that trumpet solo is from a legendary jazz trumpeter called Freddie Hubbard, and it just sort of dripped with cool, I think. And I looked up about it later, and I didn't realize that at the time he was writing about a sports bar. So it wasn't a jazz bar at all. And actually, when you really listen to the lyrics, there's references to sporting people. So it's a bit askew there. But that my interpretation of it was, God, this is really cool. You know, he's hanging out in a jazz bar. He's got a jazz guitar. There's this jazz player. I've just always stuck with it. I keep going back and listening to it, and
How old did you say you were when you first?
So that was probably, I'm not good at this, but maybe 14. Yeah.
Very sophisticated. Well, for a 14-year-old.
Well, not necessarily. And I'm not particularly, I'm not massively into jazz. I mean, I like funky jazz. I'm not into twiddly jazz.
No, I think twiddly jazz is, as someone who has tried to play it, really more for the musicians than the people sometimes.
Yeah, it's not something necessarily easy to listen to. But so that perhaps was my sort of first introduction to that. Oh, okay, that's an interesting style of music. I've never really picked up on this before. And it didn't catapult me into the jazz world, but it just I was really interested in it. And then I think I've carried on listening to it as I've grown up and gone, I still really like this.
The whole album, I think I remember you listening to quite a lot.
Yeah, and it never gets old for me. I don't know why. I just stick with it. It's great.
Yeah, there's some other nice tracks on that one. I really like Big Shot and My Life. It's quite funny because friends my age, I got a friend called Jacob. Shout out Jacob if he's listening, who thinks Billy Joel is crap.
And
Jacob,
how dare he? I think it's because his bigger work overshadows.
Yeah,
this kind of stuff.
But that's it, because has he listened to the really early stuff?
He might even still not liked it. I'm not sure, but probably not.
Listen to Easy Money, because I think that's hands down one of the best tracks of all time.
Yeah, but you have the cheesiest music taste anyone I've ever met in my life.
It's got amazing horns in it, hasn't it? Easy Money.
What's your favourite song from your favourite film?
Yeah, no, that's different. I do like power ballads because they transport me. And I'm a very emotional.
My mum did a lot of belting in the kitchen when I was little.
Yeah, yeah. But your dad brought Billy Joel into the kind of family.
Yes.
Music.
Yeah.
Kind of. And I'm really glad because I only heard Uptown Girl, which actually I loved and stopped down the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly what I'm talking about.
But yeah. I can't believe you think Easy Money is cheesy.
No, I just think you're cheesy.
Right, okay, yeah. We'll see about my song choices later.
You've done pretty good today, actually.
Oh, thanks.
In fact, let's do you next.
Which one?
Many Rivers to Cross by Jimmy Cliff.
Okay, so...
Give us a quick intro, we'll play it, and then you can tell us more.
Okay, but you originally gave me and your dad the theme of childhood,
initially.
And then moved it to nostalgia. So I
All
was
memory.
Remembering being in our house... as a young child with in Hare Hills in Leeds,
in the north of England.
In the 70s, in the north of England, with like brown corduroy sofas and a tiny, tiny black and white telly. And we had a range of LPs that I would listen to over and over again when you put them on and you start at the beginning and you ended at the end. And Jimmy Cliff, which was the album was Harder They Come, wasn't
it? Yeah, the original motion
picture soundtrack.
And I
didn't even know it was from a soundtrack at the time. I just absolutely, and it was one of Mum and Dad's LPs, and I'm not sure which one of them bought this one, but the whole album is magical and I know all of it off by heart. But I had to do a kind of Google of which one's got the most horns in it. So I chose Many Rivers to Cross because it's a beautiful song and I listened to it hundreds and hundreds of times and still listen to it now and adore it.
Shall we listen to it now?
Yeah.
This is Many Rivers to Cross by Jimmy Cliff. Okay, so what my mum has done here is not pick a track with horns in.
Sorry.
So she's done the Tress Brass's job this week, which is nice because, as I was going to mention later, he's visiting his mum this week, so he's not going to be making it. He left a lovely note, actually. But I'm going to give you a snippet of the song that she meant to play, which is it The Harder They Come or is it You Can Get It If You Really Want?
Oh, I think it's Harder They Come. There's definitely trumpets in that, I think.
I'm going to play You Can Get It If You Really Want because I know it has horns in.
Okay.
Yeah, it starts with it, doesn't it? There you go.
There we go.
Yeah. There you go. Those are some horns. I'm going to let that count. If you really want. Fade that out. So tell us about the album and the songs a little bit more.
I don't know. I just enjoyed listening to it as a 7-year-old. Over and over again because it was great music. Uh-huh. I didn't look into the background, but I know you've been Wikipediaing Jimmy Cliff, so you've got some information.
Yeah,
about.
Many Rivers to Cross, the songs with no horns in, was written when he was 25. He wrote and recorded in 1969, and he said he wrote it because he was having lots of trouble making it as a musician after moving to the UK, and he wanted to be up there with the Beatles and the Stones, but he was touring clubs and not breaking through. And he didn't he held the song back for a long time because he didn't think a ballad was appropriate for his second album. But I don't know if what album this... Yeah, it's from the album Jimmy Cliff and The Harder They Come, but it's on the motion picture soundtrack. He's got his own self-titled thing anyway.
Mm. But nostalgia-wise, I mean, you've got your own links to that, and then I think that's, like you said, I brought Billy Joel you brought that into our relationships. I mean, that album has been played.
Yeah, I remember
lots
it.
Of
a
tracks
lot.
Have been played at lots of parties and probably our wedding, and it's been there a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, and I don't know which, maybe my dad's listening. Hi, Dad. Was it you or Mum that brought Jimmy Cliff into our family? I don't know. We've had that.
I'm just reading the track list, and all of them are really ingrained within my childhood. Like, yeah, Pressure Drop, Toots and the Maytals, 007 Shanty Town by Desmond Dekker. I think we've played some of those before as well.
I think it's really interesting, isn't it, how music creates a kind of structure to a family's life and journey together. And you kind of, different people bring different songs in, and you and Reg, your little brother, have brought songs in for me and Dad that kind of are now part of the family soundtrack.
Can you think of any?
Oh, what's that crazy? Reg's songs are a bit weird, and we jump around the kitchen to them. I can't.
Little Sims.
Little Sims, you've definitely brought Little Sims in.
I wax lyrical about Little Sims quite often, but it might have been a while. She's a UK based like hip hop rapper, also actor in Top Boy, which is fantastic, set in London. And her album, Sometimes I Might Be an Introvert, is either my top album of all time or in the top three. Yeah. It's fantastic. I played it before. Go and give it a listen. She's so nice. She actually put out a new album. I can't remember if I played any of it, like a month or two ago, and I really like it. There's some really nice stuff on there. Really nice, what's it called, with the bossa nova beat on one of them, on I think the track called Only. But yeah, no, it's interesting. I think I remember when I was younger on car journeys, searching through my Spotify playlists, the whole family listening to like curate it so that Dad approved.
Why are your dad and not your mother?
Because I grew up and still think that Dad has a more developed, sophisticated music taste.
Ooh, controversial.
Yeah, but who did the dancing and singing around the kitchen with you?
You.
Yeah, and who?
There's no value attached.
Just because I like power ballads doesn't mean that my music taste
I just thought you were easier to please, and Dad had more of a, like, I don't know.
Discerning?
Yeah.
He likes lyrics and I'm not bothered. So he's always, who's the dogs that bite and geese in flight? Neil.
No.
Who did?
I can't remember.
It's not like Velvet Underground.
No. See, I don't really mind what the lyrics say as long as the tune transports
me. Yeah, I've got that from you a little bit, unfortunately.
Yeah. And there's nothing like singing at the top of your voice.
You have to know the lyrics for that, though.
Yeah. But the whole thing matters to me, whereas your dad is a bit more discerning.
Mm. And I remember there being a point where it switched and I was like, oh, I can play my own music. Like, I know they'll like this, but they haven't heard it before. Whereas when I was younger, I was like, okay, like, what do they know that I can, like, always people pleasing in the car, making sure that everyone, but when everyone's singing along in the car, it's one of the best things
it
ever.
It is one of the best things
it's
ever.
It's so good.
And if your dad sings, you know you're onto a winner.
Yes.
He doesn't sing like we do.
Which brings us on to the next track, which is my choice. We'll talk about this afterwards because we've been talking for a while, but this is Keep the Customer Satisfied by Simon and Garfunkel, and this has some fantastic horns in. So we'll be back in a second.
Gee, but it's great to be back home. Home is where I want to be. I've been on the road so long, my friend, and if you came along, I know you couldn't disagree. It's the same old story. Everywhere I go, I get slandered, libeled. I hear words I never heard in the Bible. And I'm one step ahead of the shoe shine, two steps away from the county line. Just try to keep my customers satisfied, satisfied. Deputy Sheriff said to me, tell me what you come here for. Your bags and flee. You're in trouble, boy, and now you're heading into war. It's the same old story.
And we'll be right back after this ad break.
What a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Are you hungry? I think I'm hungry. I think we should get ourselves something nice for our beach day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh my God, I know the perfect place. Cockney King's Fish and Chips is literally just around the corner. We should go there. It is the best fish and chips in Vancouver.
Oh my God, yes, absolutely. Let's go right now.
Cockney King's Fish and Chips, Kitsilano. On Cornwall Avenue, between Cypress and Walnut. It's the best fish and chips in town, but don't take our word for it. Try it yourself. If Kitsilano isn't your neighborhood, check out Cockney King's in Burnaby or New Westminster.
Welcome back. Just before that, we had Keep the Customer Satisfied by Simon and Garfunkel, which definitely is my dad's influence. He played them so much when I was growing up, and belting those out in the kitchen is like some of my happiest memories. Although rarely would Dad sing along, and I think partly because Mum's always like, "You never sing."
I don't.
You do.
I'm just sad inside that he doesn't sing because he's got such a beautiful voice.
And now he's going to give us a rendition on the radio. Hey,
now live from Vancouver.
No. But yeah, you've been listening to them for how long? Like, when did you discover Simon and Garfunkel? I don't remember you not playing them.
So we had lots of tapes in the house growing up. Not many LPs, not many vinyl LPs, but there were about a dozen of them. And I remember getting, so maybe I was, I don't know, 10 or 11 or 12, and having a hi-fi stack in my bedroom. So quite a posh thing, you know, one of those cabinets with a player on top. Mm-hmm. which then led me to going through the LPs that we'd got, and there were good ones. There were some good ones like Carole King's Tapestry and
that's amazing.
Barbara Streisand, Guilty, stuff like that. But the Bridge Over Troubled Water was the one I listened to most. And more the upbeat tracks like Baby Driver. And,
yeah, this one was great. I almost picked
Boxer
that one.
Boxer and Cecilia.
Yeah.
But this one, it's just those horns. They're amazing. And I tried to, I think, recent years with YouTube, obviously, and everything, yeah, I tried to do a deep dive and I want to see it played live. You know, there's got to be some video of those guys blasting that out somewhere. And it's not. There's nothing. Every live concert they've done with that track.
It's recorded.
It's just keyboards. They're just, it's really disappointing.
Synth.
Really?
So,
it's just only the studio.
So it's only that studio.
But it was recorded live.
Yeah, it was recorded live, and it was apparently there's a bit of a it's a bit vague, but Roy Haley that produced it says that he brought in. They were recording it in California, I think, and the Tonight Show was being filmed out there at the time. Cause sometimes it's in New York, and sometimes it's in California, and it was a session musicians from the Tonight Show. Oh. So it was the Candoli brothers. Conte and Pete Candoli, apparently, who are musicians in their own right, obviously, but they were the ones that did that really
high. They were just pulled in.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
Who's in town?
Yeah. So
it's really high. It's so hard to play high notes on a brass instrument, and that was it's very impressively played.
Yeah, and I love the fact that it was just, you know, sort of okay, let's bring these guys in and get them to blast that tune out, and they just went for it, and it wasn't sort of massively premeditated, and but what you've got there is that's
so good.
So good. Gives you goosebumps every time you listen to it.
Yeah.
And it just builds. You're just waiting for it the whole song.
Yeah.
I should also say we were at the eatery last night, having some nice drinks and some nice food with my girlfriend Ellie as well, who is having her hair done at the moment. And our waitress Kalina was amazing.
Shout out to Kalina.
And we said we'd shout her out. She was great.
Very well looked after.
Yeah, well versed in Monty Python.
Yeah,
Has lots of British
humor.
Friends.
Yeah,
we got on very well. And I hope her massage therapist career,
yes,
goes very well. But yeah, so that Simon and Garfunkel, that was like one of the main soundtracks to my childhood. I think Dad just doesn't like singing around Mum, because every time we're in the kitchen together, we belt it. No, that's not true, but I often catch him on his own.
Yeah, that's it. It's beautiful as well. He's got the best voice.
It's a lovely
in the family.
Voice.
It's just a bit more shy.
It's too much pressure when your mum's listening, because she's watching out for me to sing.
I'm not. This is okay. I've taught myself to be very quiet because I enjoy listening to you.
Like a little mouse.
Yeah.
You hadn't heard of this next one, Mum. Had you? Alone Again or?
I think. I don't.
The name doesn't ring a bell.
No, the name doesn't, but I'll know it if it's one of your dad's.
Why this one?
So nostalgia reason for the theme of the program. This. This is supposedly the melody that's in it is based on a piece of classical music, which was Sergei Prokofiev's Lieutenant Kije Suite, which was sort of built from, he put that together from his music that he did for a Russian film in 1934. Can't remember the name.
Prokofiev of Peter and the Wolf.
Yeah.
Same guy, yeah.
Yeah. Which rings a bell because we, when I was at school, in music lessons, that we were sort of, I think they started us off on accessible classical music and stuff that told a story. And I remember studying that. I remember them playing it and talking about it. And we listened to different parts of it, etc. But. It's a bit. I mean, when I think I heard that on the radio, and it stuck in my head, and it sort of pricked my ears up because it was another really interesting track. It's got quite sort of a hopeful, uplifting melody, but then the lyrics are really pretty cutting and dismal because it's about his girlfriend leaving him alone and ignoring him, and going off being interested in other people, And so there's this juxtaposition of great music, and then interesting lyrics, and so again it's sort of one of those ones that's interesting enough that I always have it on a playlist, and I don't ever get tired of listening to it. But I've never actually figured out which bit of it is based on Prokofiev's music. I can't quite make the link, and again that keeps me interested because I keep thinking I don't know where, I can't quite see where it's coming from. I need to maybe do a bit more careful listening on it and listen to both of them in parallel, but I've never made the time to do it. So anyway, there, that's why it's an interesting
cool.
track and a bit nostalgic too.
Nice. Let's give it a listen.
Thank you.
to me. You know that I could be in love with almost everyone. I think that people are the greatest one. And I will be all alone again tonight, my dear.
That was Alone Again Or by Love. Shout out to Seth, who's listening, I think, and is working at Shambhala Festival out near Nelson in BC at the moment. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Hey, Vancouver. Looking for your summer plans? MRG Live has you covered. Catch Caroline Kingsbury. And Maris. Go on, go on. Twist the knife. I'm not the one to change your life. I'm gone. Emotional Oranges. Sometimes I love myself. Touch myself. And many more live on stage. Don't miss out. Grab your tickets now at www.admit1.com. And follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram for fresh announcements and the full lineup of upcoming shows.
Welcome back. You're listening to Horny Music on CITR 101.9 FM. It is a Thursday. The weather is brilliant. I hope you're having a great day. Get outside. See the sky. I can't see any clouds right now from the studio window. And I'm feeling good. Which is our next track by Nina Simone. And I think I'm going to play it and then we're going to talk about it. But this is my mum's track.
Ah, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. You shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. Oh,
That was Feeling Good by Nina Simone. And tell us a bit about that one.
So I've been feeling very nostalgic being here on the UBC campus in this part of Vancouver, because I was born in Vancouver at Grace Hospital, as was now BC Women's, in 1974. My very cool parents were revolutionaries around that period and came over from England with a plan of driving down to Chile to be part of Salvador Allende's kind of socialist state. But Pinochet came in and everything changed. So instead of going south, they went west in a camper van and ended up in Vancouver with a group of other revolutionary Marxists. And I was born and then brought home to a house very close to UBC campus. And my dad has just today sent me, went through all the old photo albums. And my mum was really good at writing down and recording kind of what was going on, where they were, and gave me the exact address. And it was on West 10th, which is minutes away from where Stan's been living over the last year, which is bonkers. Anyway, so when Stan's talked about nostalgia and childhood, I wanted to play a song for my mum, and Nina Simone was, and in fact the album was Sings the Blues, was one of the ones that I listened to over and over again as a child. But there's no horns on that album. So I chose that song, which is an absolutely brilliant song. Nina Simone just is an incredible singer and sings with such passion, and we chose a Nina Simone song for Mum's funeral, and I can't listen to it even 4 years on without absolutely.
Which one's that?
I'll look it up. I didn't look it up because I thought it would make me cry. But yeah, so it's amazing and very nostalgic and emotional being here in a place where I was born and Mum and Dad were 50 years ago, so that's why I chose that song.
Amazing. I'm going to go a little bit... I was slightly disappointed because the first thing I think of when I think of music bringing me back to certain memories and, I mean, childhood, was the Cars film, which I watched so many times.
So many times. Oh, yeah. Probably on VHS, Stan.
Or DVD.
Did we have a DVD player?
I don't know.
Because we didn't... You weren't allowed a telly, bless you. So what did we watch films on?
I don't know. BBC iPlayer.
No, it didn't. Not when you were little, 22 years ago.
It would have been a DVD anyway. You watched it a lot.
Yeah, a lot. Slightly obsessively.
I don't know anything obsessively. But unfortunately, all of the amazing tracks on that soundtrack are like Life is a Highway, Rascal Flatts, Shaboom, The Chords. None of them have horns in.
It's very restricting, this radio program.
I know, it's Stan. I don't know whose idea this was. It's so silly.
It's good discipline.
Yeah, I stick to my own rules. And one of the tracks is, well, all the other tracks are by Randy Newman, who is a fantastic composer. Mm-hmm. He did You've Got a Friend in Me. He did Toy Story, Monsters, Inc., Cars.
He must be really rich.
Maybe. Prolific, he's an incredible composer. And this track is it's not one of the ones that like really brings me back to it. And then I clicked it and I was like, oh, I do remember this really well. This is the soundtrack behind the opening race. I remember the first scene of the film really well, I think, which is like in the dark and it's Lightning McQueen going, speed. I am speed. It makes me feel like 5 years old again. I'm like, yeah, speed. But this is Opening Race by Randy Newman. And we had an episode on animated soundtracks a while ago. I think it's fun to try and picture what's going on in the film while this is playing. But spoiler alert, McQueen loses this race.
Uh-oh.
I know. Here is Opening Race by Randy Newman. We'll be right back. I'm going to go straight into this next one, just because I'm conscious of time. But this is Que Bueno Bailar Usted by Ibrahim Ferrer, and we're going to talk about this one afterwards. That was Que Bueno Bailar Usted by Ibrahim Ferrer. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Multi-purpose nostalgia track, this one. So, not quite accurately, but evocative of the time. I was working in a bar in Leeds, my first job, first full-time job. Used to work my socks off, and most of the other team and used to go off to other clubs, proper dance clubs, but I was drawn to this salsa club called Casa Latina in the underground in Leeds. Amazing crowd, a Latin crowd, well, a mixed crowd, but lots of Latin people there. Really cool energy. Got to know the club owners, used to go there nearly every week. Now this track, I said it's not quite accurate because it came out after that period, but it just gives me that feel of going to that place and just letting my hair down, not doing proper. I don't think I ever learned to do the proper salsa dancing of, you know, with a partner. And
I did this semester and it was awesome.
Yeah,
it's so fun. I'm gonna keep it going.
It's great
next
that
year.
You found that and you've sort of got into it too. But yeah, it was just sort of jiving on the dance floor with everybody else because it was a great atmosphere. And then that, I say it's multi-purpose because also that album came out, the Buena Vista Social Club, when Annie and I were together before kids.
Courting.
And so it's, and actually we chose a track, we almost put that in today, which was Chan Chan, which we played for our wedding.
We walked down the aisle to it together.
We did.
To the trumpet bit,
yeah.
Played on a tape.
So there's a
badly.
That's why this program's brass themed, Stan, because the whole reason for you being here, Whole heritage of
your... Is the trumpet solo from Chan Chan?
Yeah. and we went to see, and we saw Ibrahim Ferrer as well, didn't we?
It was amazing. Yeah. In Manchester, also in the north of England. Amazing.
Mm. Yeah. a few different reasons for picking that one.
Mm. If anyone has anything that they would like to be played on the radio, we have an Instagram @Horny Music Show or a Gmail, hornymusicshow@gmail.com. Please get in touch. Tell me a little bit about why you picked the track. Would love to hear from you. We're going to move on to our penultimate... penultimate?
Yeah.
Yes. Track by Otis Redding. Tell us a little bit about this one.
I mean, Otis Redding is a god. and I grew up listening to Otis Redding. This is definitely a song for my dad. My dad can't sing. Sorry, Dad, but you can't. But is an amazing dancer. And music fills him with such joy. And I think has been kind of a something that he's used throughout his life to bring him joy. We have an album at home from 1968 that he had as a 19-year-old lad on his own, kind of living with friends, putting on big kind of parties and listening to music. So Otis Redding's a favourite of his. Again, I had to choose a song with horns in. Mm-hmm. So I went for Try a Little Tenderness, which is quite, it's a very moving and evocative song. And actually, I think probably if I hadn't been restricted to horns, I would have chosen something that reminds me of me and Dad swinging me around the kitchen, which he has done all of my life and continues to do so. But yeah, this is Otis Redding. Can't believe he died at 27 in a plane crash. He was so unbelievably talented. And yeah, this is a great
track. Little Tenderness.
They do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. You know she's waiting, just anticipating for things that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her grief and care. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear, yeah. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it.
Shout out to Auntie Sam and her parents who are also listening. We're running low on time now. I have to play another ad and then we'll move on to our last track.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Okay, gonna make this a quick one. Mum's weeping in the corner.
I said I was feeling very nostalgic and emotional. We're gonna go and see the house that I was brought back to after I was born after this, so I'll definitely be weeping.
So, final track. Moving forwards, this is a song I think I'm gonna continue to make memories to. This came out 6 days ago. It's the new album by Kokoroko, who I saw at the Hollywood Theatre in first semester here at UBC. It was amazing. Their album is Tough Times Never Last, and this is it's called Da Du Da, and I was listening to it dancing with Ellie on the island last week. But before we play this, I'd like to say thank you thanks for listening to us all ramble on. Mum and Dad are going back home to the UK, flying tomorrow or the day after.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. What do you guys think
of
being on the radio?
It's been fun. I suspect.
Thank you for having us.
It's just been like us whittering.
Yeah. Sorry about to inflict on any listeners you've got.
Have you enjoyed the music that we played? this has been Horny Music on CITR 101.9 FM. We will be back next week, and yeah, this is Da Du Da by Kokoroko.